إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid and ask His forgiveness. And we seek the refuge of Allah from ourselves, and we also seek the refuge of Allah from the consequences of our evil actions. مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهِ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهِ. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهِ. And whoever Allah misguides, there is none who can guide him. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهِ. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the worshipper and the final messenger of Allah. أما بعد فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. The best of speech is the book of Allah. وَخَيْرَ الْهَدِي هَدِي مُحَمَّدٍ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the best of guidance is the guidance of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa inna sharral umur muhdathatuha. And indeed, the most evil of affairs are those matters which people have innovated into our religion. Fa inna kulla muhdathatin bid'ah. For indeed, every newly innovated matter is a bid'ah. Wa kulla bid'atin dalala. And every bid'ah is misguidance. Wa kulla dalalatin finnar. And every misguidance is in the fire. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. O you who believe, fear Allah as He ought to be feared. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And do not die except in a state of being Muslims. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah. وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. And only say a word of truth. يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. He will rectify for you your affairs. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And forgive for you your sins. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And whoever shows obedience to Allah and His Messenger, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Then indeed he has achieved a great success. عباد الله, our Lord جَلَّ فِي الْعُلَى, He has decreed that this world and this dunya, it will come to an end. Everything which is upon this earth and everybody who is upon this earth will cease to be. Everything that you see around you, the systems and the places that you see around you, all of these will come to an end. And there will not remain anybody or anything upon the face of this earth. So this abode, the worldly life, is a temporary abode. And from the pillars of our iman, of our faith, is al-iman bil yawm al-akhir, is to have iman in the final day and everything which is linked to the final day. So as Muslims, we have to have iman in the hereafter and the establishment of the hour and the resurrection after death and the accountability and questioning in the grave, the punishment of the grave, the reward of the grave, Jannah, Jahannam, everything which is related to the hereafter is from the pillars of our iman. And this is the difference between Islam and Kufr, and the difference between the Muslims and the Kuffar. Allah said in the Quran, زَعَمَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَن لَن يُبْعَثُوا. That those who disbelieve, they claim that they will not be resurrected. قُلْ بَلَا وَرَبِّي لَتُبْعَثُنَّ. Say, no, rather by my Lord, indeed you will be resurrected. ثُمَّ لَتُنَبَّأُنَّ بِمَا عَمِلْتُمْ. And then you will be informed about what you used to do. وَذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. And this is easy upon Allah. Allah said in the Quran, وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. Indeed, those people who do not believe in the hereafter, عَنِ الصَّرَاطِ لَنَاكِبُونَ, then they are deviating away from the straight path. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us that the hour will be established. And there is no doubt in the coming of Yawm al-Qiyamah. إِنَّ السَّاعَةَ آتِيَةٌ. Indeed, the hour, it is coming. أَكَادُ أُخْفِيهَا. And I have hidden it from you. لِتُجْزَى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا تَسْعَى. So every soul will be rewarded or punished for the actions that it did. And the Quraysh at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they used to come to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, mocking him, saying, Ya Muhammad, O Muhammad, inna baynana wa baynaka quraba. There are relations between us and between you. Fa'asirra ilayna matasa'a. So inform us and tell us, when is the time of the establishment of the hour? And the Jews, the Yahud, they used to come to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, disbelieving in him. And they used to say, Ya Muhammad, O Muhammad, akhbirna matasa'a. Tell us when the hour will be established. In kunta nabiyyan kama taqul. If you are truly a prophet as you claim. So Allah Jalla fil Ula, He revealed an ayah in which He confirmed the establishment of the hour. But He negated the fact that anybody knows about the establishment of the hour and when it will be. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ. They question you about the hour. أَيَّانَ مُرْسَاهَا. When will it arrive? قُلْ إِنَّمَا عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّي. Say, its knowledge is only with my Lord. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ. They question you about the hour. أَيَّانَ مُرْسَاهَا. When will it arrive? فِيمَ أَنْتَ مِنْ ذِكْرَاهَا. In what position are you, O Muhammad, to tell them about the time of the hour? إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ مُنْتَهَاهَا. Its ending and its arrival is with your Lord. إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُنْذِرُ مَنْ يَخْشَاهَا. You are only a person who warns those people who fear the coming of the hour. And Jibreel alayhi salam, the angel, he used to come to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the shape and the form and the appearance of a man. He came to him and the companions were sitting around the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he asked him about Islam. He asked him about the meaning of Al-Iman and the meaning of Al-Ihsan. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he answered him. And then he said, Ya Muhammad, O Muhammad, فَأَخْبِرْنِي عَنِ السَّاعَةِ. Tell me about the hour, the establishment of the hour. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, مَا الْمَسْؤُولُ عَنْهَا بِأَعْلَمَ مِنَ السَّائِلِ. That the one you are questioning knows no more than you, the one who is questioning. And then Jibreel alayhi salam said, فَأَخْبِرْنِي عَنْ أَمَارَاتِهَا. That if you don't know about the coming of the hour, when it will be established, then tell me about some of its signs. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told Jibreel alayhi salam about the signs of the days of resurrection. أَنْ تَلِدَ الْأَمَةُ رَبَّتَهَا. That the slave girl will give birth to her mistress. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, وَأَنْ تُرَى الْحُفَاتَ الْعُرَاتَ الْعَالَةَ. That you will see poor, barefooted Bedouin Arabs, and they will compete with each other in order to build high buildings. So Qiyam al-Sa'ah, the establishment of the hour, and the time when the hour will be established is from Ilm al-Ghayb, is from the matters of the unseen. لا يعلمه إلا الله. Nobody knows regarding the ghayb, regarding the unseen, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, there are signs which Allah has told us about, and signs and indicators which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned in authentic ahadith. And in the last khutbah, last week, I spoke about the coming of Ad-Dajjal, and that he is one of the greatest signs of the day of resurrection, and one of the most evil signs of the day of resurrection. And that Ad-Dajjal, he will be a source of disbelief, and a source of misguidance, and a source of fitan, of calamities and tests, and lying and deceiving the people. And he will come and deceive the people. So he will make the truth to be like falsehood, and falsehood to be like the truth. And he will have a Jannah with him, a paradise with him. And he will have a nar, he will have a fire with him. وَلَكِنْ جَنَّتَهُ نَارٌ. However, his Jannah will be the fire. وَنَارُهُ جَنَّةٌ. And his fire will be the Jannah. So he will come and deceive the people and change the realities. Everything will be the opposite. I mentioned that الدجال, he will remain upon this earth for 40 days and 40 nights. And the length of these days differ. Some of the days will be like a year. And some of the days will be like a month. And some of the days will be like a week. And most of the days will be like our days. So he will remain upon this earth for 40 days. And he will travel all of the world. And he will visit the various lands and enter the various lands. And he will try to enter into Mecca and try to enter into Al-Madinah. However, he will not able to do so because there will be angels that will guard Mecca and Medina. And then after trying to enter into Mecca and Medina and failing, he will turn towards the direction of Al-Bayt Al-Maqdis, Masjid Al-Aqsa and Jerusalem. And he will head towards Jerusalem with 70,000 angels in order to go corrupt and destroy Masjid Al-Aqsa. However, when he comes to the gates of Jerusalem, then another great sign and indicator of Yawm Al-Qiyamah will appear. And that is the descent of Prophet Isa alayhi salam. And also before him, the appearance or the rule of Al-Mahdi. So before the coming of Ad-Dajjal, and before his fitna, and before the coming of Isa alayhi salam, there will be a person upon this earth called Al-Mahdi. His nickname will be Al-Mahdi. And he will be a righteous person. And he will be from amongst the human beings. And he will be from Ahlul Bayt, from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, i.e. he will be a Sayyid. And Allah will help him in giving victory and aid to this religion. And he will stay upon this earth, ruling the Muslims and the Arabs for 7 or 8 years. And he will fill this earth in 7 to 8 years. He will fill this earth with justice and truthfulness, just as it was filled with oppression and injustice before his coming. And when Mahdi will come, then this ummah will flourish and the earth will flourish. So there will be much wealth and the earth will produce vegetation and fruits like it's never produced before that. And the areas will become green before they were barren. And the sky will send down its rain like it has never done so before. And there will be wealth upon or amongst the Muslim ummah. There will be wealth amongst the Muslim ummah like there has never been. And his name will coincide with the name of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His name will be Muhammad or Ahmad. And the name of his father will coincide with the name of the father of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, i.e. Abdullah. So his name will be Muhammad ibn Abdullah, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, or Ahmad ibn Abdullah. And as I mentioned, he will be from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from Ahlul Bayt. He will be a Sayyid, from the children of Al-Hasan ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu. So he will be the son or the descendants of Al-Hasan, who is a child of Ali radiyallahu anhu and Fatima radiyallahu anha, i.e. the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And there are many ahadith which are authentic regarding the coming of the Mahdi or the appearance of the Mahdi. And many of these ahadith are authentic. And therefore it's not permitted for a Muslim to disbelieve or not have iman in the coming of the Mahdi. So Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu narrates, يَخْرُجُ فِي آخِرِ أُمَّتِي الْمَهْدِي, that the Mahdi will come at the end of my ummah. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, يُسْقِيهِ اللَّهُ الْغَيْثِ, and Allah will bring much rain. وَتُخْرِجُ الْأَرْضُ نَبَاتَهَا, and the earth will produce its fruit. وَيُعْطِ الْمَالَ سِحَاهَا, and he will come and distribute the wealth. وَتَكْثُرُ الْمَاشِيَةِ, and the cattle and the animals which will become plentiful. وَتَعْظِمُ الْأُمَّةِ, and the ummah will flourish and become great. وَيَعِيشُ سَبْعًا أَوْ ثَمَانِيَةً, and he will remain and live as a ruler for 7 or 8 years. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, أُبَشِّرُكُمْ بِالْمَهْدِ, I give you the glad tidings of the Mahdi. يُبْعَثْ عَلَى اخْتِلَافٍ مِّنَ النَّاسِ وَالزَّلَازِلِ, he will come when the people are differing and when there are many earthquakes. فَيَمْلَأُ الْأَرْضَ عَدْلًا, and he will come and fill this earth with justice. كَمَا مُلِئَتْ جَوْرًا وَظُلْمًا, just as it was filled with oppression and darkness before him. يَرْضَى عَنْهُ سَاكِنُ السَّمَاءِ, the angels who are in the skies, they will be pleased with him. وَيَرْضَى عَنْهُ سَاكِنُ الْأَرْضِ, and the inhabitants of the earth, the people, the Muslims, will be pleased with him. وَيُقَسِّمُ الْمَالَ سِحَاهًا, and he will distribute the wealth sihaha. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, or he was questioned, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was questioned that what is the meaning of sihaha, and he said, بِالسَّوِيَّةِ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ, that he will come and distribute this wealth equally amongst all of the people. And Ali radiallahu anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Al-Mahdi minna Ahlul Bayt, that the Mahdi, he will be from us, from the Ahlul Bayt. يُصْلِحُهُ اللَّهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ, and Allah will rectify him within a single night, meaning that he will be a normal Muslim and he will be living his life as a Muslim. Then when he reaches a particular age, then Allah will inspire him or guide him or direct him toward goodness and guidance, and then he will become the ruler and become the Mahdi. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Al-Mahdi minna, that the Mahdi will be from us. أَجْلَ الْجُبْهَ, his forehead will be very broad, meaning he will not have hair coming over his forehead. أَقْلَ الْأَنْف, and his nose will be prominent. So the Mahdi, he will come before the coming of Isa alayhi salam. When Isa alayhi salam comes and descends upon this earth, the Mahdi will already be here, and he will already be a leader leading the Muslims. And both of them will meet. Isa alayhi salam and the Mahdi, they will meet. In fact, Isa alayhi salam will come and pray behind the Mahdi. And this is a sign of the greatness of this ummah. Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates, يَنْزِلُ Isa ibn Maryam, that Isa ibn Maryam, he will descend. فَيَقُولُ أَمِيرُهُمُ الْمَهْدِ, and then the Amir of the Muslims, the Mahdi, he will say to him, تعال صلي بنا, come forward and come lead us in prayer. فيقول عيسى, so عيسى will say, لا, no, إن بعضكم أمير بعض, rather you, the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, some of you have been made imams and leaders over the others. تكرمة لهذه الأمة, as an honor for this ummah. So then he will stand behind Mahdi and he will pray the prayer behind Mahdi, and the Mahdi is the imam. And this shows the greatness of this ummah, that one of the greatest messengers, in fact he is Ulul Azam, one of the five greatest messengers, he will come and he will pray behind a righteous man from the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, La tadhhab ad-dunya hatta yamliku al-arab, this dunya, it will not stop until the Arabs are led by a righteous man from my ummah. يُوَاطِسْمُهُ ismi, his name will coincide with my name. So, the Mahdi, he will be a man from amongst the human beings. And he will be from Ahlul Bayt. His name will be Muhammad or Ahmad, and the name of his father is Abdullah. And he will be born like a normal birth, like any other Muslim. He will not have special miracles in his birth. And he will not be born as a Mahdi or grow up as being the Mahdi. Rather, he will be born like any other human being, with a mother and a father. And he will live his life like a normal righteous Muslim. And then, within a night or a day, Allah will inspire him or guide him towards being the Mahdi. And he will come towards, or he will come from the east, i.e. from the lands of the Arabs. And he will be given the pledge of allegiance in front of the Kaaba. He will fill this earth with justice and truthfulness, just as it was filled with evil and injustice. And neither is he present right now, and neither is he in Iran or living in a cave. Rather, he will come towards the end of time. And therefore, it's an obligation upon every single Muslim to believe in the coming of the Mahdi. Al-Imam al-Shawkani rahimullah, he mentions that he found over 50 ahadith affirming the coming of the Mahdi. Some of them are sahih and others are weak. Also, before the coming of the Mahdi, there will be another great sign. In Sahih Muslim, in the hadith of Abu Nadhra, he narrates, كُنَّا عِنْدَ جَابِرِ بْنَ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا. We were sitting with Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu. And he said, يُوشِكُ أَهْلَ الْعِرَاقِ أَلَّا يَجِيَا إِلَيْهِمْ قَفِيزٌ وَلَا دِرْهَمٌ. That the people of Iraq, there will be a time when no wealth will come to them and no grain of food will come to them. Meaning Iraq will be war-torn. There'll be wars in Iraq. There'll be famine and poverty in Iraq. قُلْنَا مِنْ أَيْنَ ذَلِكَ. We said to Jabir, and who will this be from? قَالْ مِنْ قِبَلِ الْعَجَمِ. From the non-Arabs. ثُمَّ قَالْ. And then Jabir said, يُوشِكُ أَهْلُ الشَّامِ أَلَّا يَجِيَا إِلَيْهِمْ قَفِيزٌ وَلَا دِرْهَمْ. And also the people of Sham, the people of the area of Syria, there will be a time where no wealth and neither a grain of food will come to them. قُلْنَا مِنْ أَيْنَ ذَاكُ. We said to him, that where will this be from? مِنْ قِبَلِ الرُّومِ. He said, from the Romans. And the meaning of the Romans isn't the people who live in Rome. It means the Europeans and the Westerners. ثُمَّ سَكَتَ هَنِيئَةً. And then he remained quiet for a short time. ثُمَّ قَالَ. And then he said, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, يَكُونُ فِي آخِرِ أُمَّتِي خَلِيفَةً. That towards the end of my time, there will be a Khalifa, i.e. the Mahdi. Al-Imam al-Nawawi rahimullah, and he died in 1277, and we are now in 2015. Meaning Al-Imam al-Nawawi rahimullah, he died over 750 years before us. And he mentioned that the meaning of this hadith is that the non-Arabs and the Romans, i.e. the Europeans and the Westerners, they will come and fight a war in Iraq and in Sham. And they will control Iraq or Sham or place sanctions upon them, such that there will be very little food and very little wealth. And I don't say this, that the meaning of this is that the war that is being fought now in Iraq and Sham, this is what this hadith refers to. And nobody is permitted to say this, because this is from ilm al-ghayb, from the matters of the unseen. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. I mentioned the coming of الدجال and the evil that Dajjal will come with, and also the coming of the Mahdi and the goodness that the Mahdi will come with. And the first who will appear is the Mahdi. He will be upon this earth first. And then after him, the Dajjal will come. And then after the Dajjal, then Isa alayhi salam will come in order to fight Dajjal and those who are with Ad-Dajjal. And the earth will be corrupt before or at the time of coming of Ad-Dajjal. And the people will differ, and many will leave the religion. And there will be many earthquakes, many calamities and many afflictions upon the people. And then the Mahdi will come. He will be born as a normal person. And he will live upon this earth as a righteous person. And then after a while, Allah will give him guidance. And then he will become the Mahdi. And he will be given the pledge of allegiance in front of the Kaaba. And the Muslims, the Arabs and the non-Arabs, they will give him the pledge of allegiance. And he will be our leader for 7 to 8 years. In these 7 to 8 years, he will fill this earth with goodness and justice more than it was filled before, as it was with evil and injustice. And then the Dajjal will appear. And the Dajjal will travel to various lands, getting people to disbelieve in Allah, trying to enter into Mecca and Medina, and he won't be able to do so. And then he will turn towards Masjid al-Aqsa. Oh my brothers and sisters, Allah has decreed that every single person who was born will die the death of a human being. And there's nobody amongst us from the time of Adam alayhi salam up until our time who will live forever. And Allah said, "Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut." Every single soul shall taste death, whether it's the soul of a righteous person or a disobedient person, whether it's the soul of a prophet and a messenger or a kafir. Every single soul shall taste death. However, Isa alayhi salam, he didn't taste death. And the Jews were not able to kill him even though they wanted to do so. Rather, he was raised up. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ. They did not kill him, neither did they crucify him. وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. But somebody was placed in his presence who resembled him. And then Allah said, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ يَقِينًا. He was not killed with absolute certainty. بَلْ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ. Rather, Isa was taken up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Quran, Allah mentions an ayah in which he mentions that Isa alayhi salam, he died. He says, وَإِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى. When Allah says, O Isa, إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ. Indeed, I will give you death, wafat, or maut. وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيَّ. And I will raise you up to me. The meaning of this death here isn't the death that we face. Rather, it's the smaller death, which is sleep. Because in the Quran, we find ayat, in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in which sleep has been called the minor death. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ. He is the one who gives you death at night, i.e. sleep. So this is its meaning. Isa alayhi salam will descend for three main reasons. Number one, in order to die, to fulfill the decree of Allah that every single human soul will die the death. Number two, the second objective is in order for him to be a witness over the people, to be a witness over the Jews and the Christians, that the Jews, they did not kill him, and that the Christians, they did not truly believe in him. And then the third objective, in order to give victory to Islam and give honor to the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and to fight and kill Dajjal and the people who are with Ad-Dajjal. In Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates, يَنْزِلُ فِيكُمْ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمْ. That Isa ibn Maryam will come down amongst you, حَكَمًا مُقْسِثًا. And he will be a just leader. فَيُكْسِرُ الصَّلِيبِ. So we'll destroy all of the cross or the crucifix. وَيَقْتُلُ الْخِنْزِيرِ. And he will kill all of the pig. وَيَضَعُ الْجِزْيَةَ. And then he will put the jizya in its place. وَيَفِيضُ الْمَالِ. And then he will give out wealth. حَتَّى لَا يَقْبِلُهُ أَحَدٍ. And nobody will want this wealth because there is so much wealth around. And also Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, لَيْسَ نَبِيٌّ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عِيسَى. There will be no prophet before me, between me and between Isa. There will be no prophet between me and between Isa alayhi salam. وَإِنَّهُ نَازِلٌ. And indeed he will descend. فَإِذَا رَأَيْتُمُوهُ فَعْرِفُوهُ. So if he comes down, then you should recognize him. رَجُلٌ مَرْبُوعٌ. He will be a man who is average build, medium build. لَيْسَ بِطَوِيلٍ وَلَا بِالْقَصِيرٍ. Neither is he tall and neither is he short. وَلَيْسَ بِالسَّمِينِ وَلَيْسَ بِالنَّحِيفِ. And neither is he fat and neither is he thin. مَائِلٌ إِلَى الْحَمْرَةِ وَالْبَيَاضِ. And the tone of his skin will be towards being white or pink or red. كَأَنَّ رَأْسُهُ يَقْطُرُ مَاءً. From his head it's as if there is water coming down, but there will be no wetness. And Isa alayhi salam, he will come عِنْدَ الْمَنَارَةِ الْبَيْضَى الشَّرْقِي الدَّمِشْقِ. He will come near the white minaret towards the east of Damascus. And then when he comes towards Damascus, he will then turn towards Bayt al-Maqdis, towards Jerusalem, and Masjid al-Aqsa. So when he goes towards Jerusalem, he will find that the prayer is already being established, or it is about to be established. So the Muslims and the Mahdi who will be the Imam, when they see Isa alayhi salam coming and they are standing up for the prayer, they will move back. And they will say to Isa alayhi salam, come forward, wasalli bina, come and lead us in prayer. And Isa alayhi salam will say that, no, this is an honor for the people of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you should lead the prayer. And then after leading the prayer, after the Mahdi leads the prayer, then Isa alayhi salam, he will stand up. And he will gather his army. And he will go towards the door of Bayt al-Maqdis. And he will order for the door of Bayt al-Maqdis to be opened. And there will be Dajjal with 70,000 Jews from Iran with their swords unsheathed in order to fight and destroy the Bayt al-Maqdis. And when Dajjal and his army see Isa alayhi salam and his army, ذَابَ كَمَا يَذُوبُ الْمِلْحُ فِي الْمَاء, then he will dissolve like the salt dissolves in water, meaning he will become very scared. He will become a coward. So he will turn away and flee with his army. However, Isa alayhi salam and the Muslims, they will chase the Dajjal. And they will catch them in a place called Lid. And Lid is a place in Palestine, 16 kilometers southeast of Jaffa. And this place now, it is important because it is a famous trade route and because of the communications. And there have been many wars there previously. And he will catch him in this place, Lid. And the Jews, they call Lid, Lod in their language. And here, Isa alayhi salam, he will kill Dajjal and his army, and his evil will be, the people will be relieved of his evil. فَيَهْلِكُ فِي زَمَانِ عِيسَى الْمِلَلْ كُلُّهَا. And then all of the other religions, they will die and they will finish at the time of Isa alayhi salam, illa al-Islam, except Islam. وَيَهْلِكُ اللَّهُ الْمَسِيحَ الدَّجَّالِ, and Allah will destroy the Masih al-Dajjal through Isa alayhi salam. وَتَنْزِلُ الْأَمَنَ, and then there will be safety and security فِي الْأَرْضِ, upon the earth. حَتَّى تَرْعَ الْأَسُودُ مَعَ الْإِبَلِ, there will be so much safety and security that the lions, they will walk amongst the camel. وَالنِّمَارُ مَعَ الْبَقَرِ, and the tigers with the cows. وَالذِّئَابُ مَعَ الْغَنَمِ, and the wolves with the sheep. And then after this, Isa alayhi salam will die. And the righteous people will die. And the Mahdi will die. And the righteous people will die. And then only the most evil of people will remain. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ مِن شَرَارِ الْخَلْقِ, that from the most evil of people are those who are living and are always established. And then with this, the hour will be established. سبحان ربك رب العزة إما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين أقم الصلاة